Have you ever given any thought to what Jesus might ask you on the day when the rewards are handed out? I heard something of Graham Cook's recently and I was arrested by his question, "Are you living in measure or abundance?" I wasn't sure, but one thing I am sure about is that I'm striving to live in abundance, not measure, or I would make the exchange Jesus bought for me less than he intends, and I don't want that. I want everything God has stored up for me, and that's not greed, it's gratitude. I know he has a territory staked out with the claim pegs of victory already prepared for me to walk in, so I keep on keeping on. I don't want to get there and hear him say as he gestures to the pictures of me doing things I'd never done, "I had all this for you, but you didn't press in and receive them." My first pastor used to tell the story of two grand staircases with pictures going up the walls on either side, and it was a similar illustration. The road we do walk and the road that God has prepared for us. Did you know there are two paths you can take? The path of passivity, where you come into very little that he's planned, and the way of abundance, where you gain all the territory won for you on the cross. Some of us, when we try something for the first time and it goes wrong, never go there again. That's the road to measure. You're painting yourself into a corner because you're so nervous to make a mistake and get it wrong. A man who never made a mistake never made anything, and you have yet to learn that with God there is no such thing as getting it right first off. You're in his school, and you don't know how to do this thing. That's why you're there. Mistakes are how we learn. We just tripped over your pride right there. You thought you should know, and you are disappointed with yourself that you didn't. Silly dove, as God said to Ephraim. When we do something for the first time, we are always going to make mistakes. Live with it. Without it, you'll never grow. The first time I ever cooked a meal for my new husband, I made a number of mistakes, but I didn't stop trying until I'd mastered the art, and he didn't die of starvation waiting for me to get it right. Simple illustration, but you see what I mean. So, question, are you aiming for abundance or measure? Do you want to change your mind and start really meaning business with God from this point on? It's never too late. Just be prepared to learn, and in that learning process, make some mistakes. See you tomorrow.